Hello, friends. We have exciting times. Exciting times for one of our sisters as she prepares to walk down the aisle with the love of her life. I am so thrilled. It's been some time coming, but my friend Lisa, your friend Lisa, our sister Lisa, has a soulmate that she will be marrying on Saturday morning. Yes. And I wanted to make this podcast and dedicate it to her individually, but include the tribe here because you all have stood together. You have been strong. You have done the things that we've all needed to do to stick it out. And, you know, we've been on a health journey. We've shared family things. We've shared work stuff. Just life in general. So I just wanted to make this special episode and dedicate it to Lisa and David and their families, because it's the strength and God's will that will put this marriage into place Saturday morning. And you all are such a couple, an amazing couple. As I get out and take my walk today, I see these little tiny flowers that remind me of baby's breath, that remind me of life and living. And today we're at the end of September. September 30th, 2020. The wind's blowing. The flowers, beautiful, beautiful yellow flowers, goldenrods, tiny, tiny little baby's breath flowers, little daisies, little tiny purple flowers. God's gift to us, because we see with the eyes. We're visual people. But we have heart. We love with the heart. And Lisa, you are the strongest woman. You have three kids. And your journey as a mom, your role as a mother, it's not been easy all the time. But I admire you because you've been a good mother. You are the greatest role model that your kids can have, your sister has, you as a daughter, and as a wife, now as a wife. So, I just wanted you to know how amazing you are, because I think that sometimes you've lost that and you've kind of forgotten about it and you've beaten yourself up over certain things that you've not been able to control. And guess what? We're all there with you. We've been there and done that too. Our stories are not different. Yeah, we've taken different paths. We live in a different state. We work in a different place. But all in all, we are created by God, and we are sisters. So I wish you the most beautiful day of your life. I know it will be. Don't stress about it. just laugh at the little things, because they're probably going to happen. They always do, you know. And we get stressed out about the hair, about getting dressed, and who's on time, and something on the table that didn't look right, and the piece of cake that fell off of the cake, or something that got dropped and broken. But all in all, it's just like us as people. We pick up, we dust ourselves off, and we move on. And it makes us stronger. It really makes us stronger. So, with that being said, I want to congratulate you. I wished I could be there, because I think I could sing a song maybe with the other girls. I'm sure we could perform. But we will be there in heart, spirit, mind, and we'll be cheering you on. Cheers to you. I'm raising my glass high to your health, to your marriage, to your family. I love you, girl. We love you, girl. And you keep smiling. And I'm smiling now, just talking about it and seeing this vision in my head of your wedding. I want to thank you for being such an awesome friend and sister. God blesses you. We want you to know you are loved. And we want to be a part of that, a part of David. I hope he can listen in, because he's a lucky man and you're a lucky woman. But it's not luck. It's the blessing of God. And I want you to know and feel that. You have my heart. Take care. We love you.